二人，哎，念这样子，立起来好像，这样子，他上一男人哎，念什么钱啊？这里拍钱，那都是那高昂能高嘞，哎，你们说高昂上不嘞？那什么是白么谁给？那么咋起码要我修说，他的那个什么是真的？啊，拍的拍他的那个王学的，公布的话，今天上拍要我人吃啥？今天咱当个就要过好，要我修起来是吧？你嘛是来进的古巴拿来。俺的他在经常对，接到这么些拍戏，最后往哪样给？俺的那些咱的拍嘛是，也我的那个往最后个往来的要公布了我的你嘛，但你嘛那叫什么职业是能够嘛？他的那个太美了，咱的公布的，俺接到这么些那么业务的，那差别大，业务开发的，你的那个样子，搞好业务修的。你嘛，讲过了嘛？就对过嘛？现在能够了嘛？现在那些公布了话，能够有嘛？了解他的面积。
Before we start tonight's presentation, I just want to mention that next weekend we are really greatly fortunate here in that Lingyur Rinpoche he's coming to our environment here to offer both a teaching and two initiations. And this is something really I want to draw your attention to, particularly how fortunate we are. He is an excellent and reliable teacher, and opportunities to encounter great beings like this are rare. And whilst it's rare, again, our great good fortune is that a month later, then another great being and another reliable teacher, Jado Rinpoche, he is also coming here, and he'll be offering the Kalachakra retreat, and then we'll be offering the Kalachakra initiation, and then we'll be offering the retreat thereafter. And this too is something very rare. His Holiness, up to now, it's really just been His Holiness who's been offering the Kalachakra initiation. So now to receive it from Jado Rinpoche, this is something also very special. So we have these two remarkable teachers coming here in a short space of time. So I just want to draw your attention to it because these things are uncommon. And that in a stream of lifetimes, when you have the opportunity to meet teachers like this, it really is something quite special.
那你嘛，那个情况就主要的，可是你嘛，就学的学下来的，你嘛，人家嘛学下来，你明年，但我们这个计划，咱们这个未来的，你明年这个过程，你明年，可是这个过程嘛，学习嘛，学下来。Returned
to the text. So where we've been is we've come to looking at the non-virtuous karma and its effects. So we looked at the 10 non-virtues, and then we looked at how karma can be made very heavy. And now we come to the third part in this presentation, which started on page 123. And now we come to a presentation of the effects. I mentioned just very briefly in the final segment last time, but we will restart there now at the top of page
135.
So we've looked at the 10 non-virtuous actions. Now we come to look at their effects. Thereafter, we'll look at the virtuous actions and their effects. So effects or results, they are presented in the threefold division. So we're at the top of page 135, a presentation of their effects. We see it has three points: the fully ripened effect, the effect concordant with the cause, and the dominant or environmental effect.
She do some children and chun sum la den peg sum sum mos.
So looking at the first, the fully ripened effect. Since each of the 10 parts of action depends on whether the basis, the three poisons, is small, intermediate, or great, the fully ripened effect is also threefold. As we see here, the motivation can vary in strength. So here in particular, if we look through the lens of the strength of the affliction as part of the attitude. So the affliction can be a confused ignorance or attachment or anger. But the defining part of this is not which affliction, but the strength of the affliction, whether it is a minor, intermediate, or great. And in dependence on the strength of that motivating affliction comes about the strength of the result. So we see that the basis, the affliction, is of varying strength, and this then has a direct impact, because that is the strength of the cause being created. This has a direct impact on the result. So an illustration of killing is given. So we'll just skip off a sentence, because in the Tibetan it ends with how we start the English. So we see the illustration of killing is given. So there can be a great strength of to killing, depending a great result. If one, a great act of killing and so on, and then the varying results come from that. So what makes a great act of killing is the strength of the motivation. That is what makes it a great act. And so if it's a great act of killing, and so on, in other words, in terms of the 10 non-virtues, whether it is that of stealing or sexual misconduct, or the ones of speech or the mind, whichever it may be, if it's a great act or a powerful motivating affliction, you are reborn as a hell being, and through each of the intermediate ones, you are born as a hungry ghost, and through each of the 10 small ones, you are reborn as an animal. So I just want to make sure that this one point, which is expressed here but not emphasized, is very clear, that whilst the illustration is given of killing, that if one has a powerful affliction motivating the act of killing, one will be reborn as a hell being. Or if it's an intermediate strength of affliction, it will lead to rebirth as a preta or hungry ghost. And if it's a motivating strength of the motivating affliction, one will be reborn as an animal. So this is not just for killing. This is for any of the 10 non-virtues. So this is the meaning of killing and so on. And elsewhere we have of the 10 intermediate ones. So again, I want to make sure it's clear that this is relating to all the non-virtues. The strength of that motivating affliction will determine that whether it will lead to a rebirth in either if it's great, in the hells, if it's intermediate, as a spirit, and if it's slight, then as an animal.
And then, that is such a big, because I say, I'm going to say, such a big, don't know, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, such a big, don't know, I'm going to say, अने इधर लिखी गई है, जिंग दिगी दूर लिखी गई है, सुनियो रहे हैं। तथा सेम वजह नाला जिंग दिगी इधर लिखी गई है, छोंग दिगी दूर लिखी है, सुनो वा। तथा सच भी दो नाले दिए दो अच्छे, अने छोंग दिगी अने इधर लिखी गई है, जिंग दिगी अने दूर लिखी गई है, सुनियो रहे हैं।
What's presented here is in accordance with the levels of yogic practice, but in the sutra, the 10 ground sutra, then the effects of the smaller intermediate ones are said to be the other way around. In other words, that a small or slight non-virtue leads to rebirth as a spirit, whereas an intermediate strength a non-virtue leads to rebirth as an animal. So these two are presented in the sutra in the opposite way.
And that in the mini table, the age. That in a gooding it was so that gooding it would the lacquering or send that, Androne and Casore, that sort of big leggy, gooding it would the Androne, Milke, that sort of leggy, the mini table, the Andrule Magigorwa, then Andrule Magiavaina, that in a tarche, Milkevaina, and the carrying was in there, and it set home check, yes, Rimbata, set home at us.
So the three types of effects or results, that was the first, the fully ripened result, which is the fully ripened result is the life into which you are born. Now the second type, the effect concordant with the cause. So this then, so we have each of the 10 non-virtuous parts of action also gives rise to an effect concordant to the cause, so that even when you have left the lower rebirth and take rebirth as a human being. So here it's now describing as when the fully ripened effect in the lower realms has been exhausted and one is now reborn as a human, one will experience non-virtuous causes, non-virtuous karma, in a negative way in terms of the effect concordant to the cause. The first being, born as a human, your life will be short.
Na majin belen ba diru wa de kuma go majin belen bi ge le di gi an ma ne mi yi de bo de nga so le ma ji ta nga so le ji che nga so le tar xin mi le ge ba yin na yang de ji le di gi de bo an ne ju ding ye de bo le ka long wa san ne mi ge ba ne mi jian le ya an ne long ju phong ba san ne long ju jiong jiu wu yong wo le ji.
And this presentation is still in accordance with the 10 non-virtues. So the effect concordant with the cause of killing is that when born as a human, your life will be short. The effect concordant with the cause of stealing, when born as a human, you will lack wealth. So the second there is from the effect concordant with the cause from stealing.
Rabjungina, Missa Jubigi, the Tipa Chilura, the Nigi Missa Jubilegi, naming the body, Nasol Machia, that the name Nasol Tarchi, Milkeva Inaya, and the Gariumosene, and Susugi, Kawaina, chungma ma songwa la soba dang. Ani yang ji bumei na kyuwa ma songwa la soba di yunggu rei che chungma ma songwa la diwa dang.
And then the result, concordance with the cause of sexual misconduct. So this is relating to the result that will come for the non-ordained accumulating the non-virtue of sexual misconduct, is that your partner will leave you. Then the effect concordant with the cause of the four of speech, so starting with the first non-virtue of lying, there the effect concordant with the cause is that you will be slandered. So this is slandered or deprecated, spoken down to. So, for example, if you're talking honestly, people say, no, you are lying, and so forth. So people will deprecate you or slander you, talk badly to or about you. So then, the next one of speech, the device of speech. So first, just to make sure the context is clear, when the non-virtue of device of speech is accumulated, should it ripen as the fully ripened effect, that will lead to rebirth in the lower realms. And depending on the strength of the motivating affliction, one can be born in the hells as a spirit or as an animal. And then when that has been exhausted, that the fully ripened effect is exhausted, and one is born as a human, one will still potentially experience the effect concordant to the cause from device of speech, and that would be you'll be separated from loved ones.
Yidu miyong wa zha tue ba, cik minyan ba, zha mang wu tue, cik minyan ba mong wu, yidu mong wu tue zha tue ba, tue yong wu reche.
Likewise, with a non-virtue of harsh speech. So again, when this is accumulated, it propels a rebirth, leading to it ripens as the fully ripened effect. This will be in one of the lower realms, and which lower realm depends on the strength of the motivating affliction. And then when the effect concordant with the cause ripens, when later one is born as a human, that of harsh speech will be that one will hear unpleasant speech. Likewise, the effect concordant to the cause of idle speech or speech that has no real purpose or meaning, others will not listen to you. And then having looked at the four effect concordant to the cause of the four verbal non-virtues, now to the three mental. So again, these can ripen, when the fully ripened effect will be rebirth in the lower realms. And then the effect concordant to the cause for covetousness is one's attachment will predominate.
Then nursim zedi, nursim ye gudin ye jebu de la karyong rasene, then dangwa,
And the effect concordant to the cause of harmful intent is that anger will predominate. And the effect concordant to the cause from wrong views is that confused ignorance will predominate. So these two that we've looked at, the fully ripened effect and effect concordant with the cause, this affects one as an individual. Now we come to the third type of effect, and that is what the effect ripens in our external or surrounding environment. So this is the dominant or environmental effect. The dominant or environmental effect of killing is that in the surrounding environment, food, drink, medicine, harvests, and the like will have little potency. The effect concordant with the cause was presented for each of the 10 non-virtues, so too here for the dominant or environmental effect. So when born as a human, the environmental effect, the effect of that one's environment has on oneself as a result of killing is that, for example, the food that you eat, you won't receive nutritional benefit from it. Or the medication or medical treatment that you receive, it will not lead to healing. So in this way, one experiences the environmental effect of having killed. And these are, again, through the experience of a human experiencing the environmental effect of previous non-virtue. So the second, then, is that of stealing. The environmental effect of stealing is that there will be great droughts, torrential rains, poor harvests, and so forth. The environmental effect then of stealing that is experienced is that, for example, when crops are planted, there'll either be a lack of rain or an overabundance of rain. So great droughts, torrential rains leading to poor harvests and so forth. And then the environmental effect of sexual misconduct, and I'll just change one word. The environmental effect of sexual misconduct is there will be foul swamps, excessive filth, unpleasant experiences, and so forth.
And zhokpa yu diga, ane dine ki dinti maa yungu re sajil maa sana. Dine soso ya, ane sem maa kiwa nyam miga wa sana, sem maa kiwa yu tsona, dine si yungu re sile.
So these environmental effects of sexual misconduct, so one will be in an environment of foul swamps, excessive filth, and unpleasant experiences means that one's mind will be unhappy. What one experiences will lead to one's mind being unhappy. The environmental effect of lying is that any work, whether in fields or boats and so on, will not succeed. So the environmental effect of lying, as we see, one's work in agricultural work will not be successful. And boats, here I guess we're saying better translated as ferries. So to be, for example, like these days we use taxis. In the old days, one would need to cross a river with a ferry, and one will arrive and will be, sorry, the ferry is full and you left behind, and the ferry will cross, and you will have to wait for it to get enough people on the other side to fill up, to return. So this would be the environmental effect of lying. So for example, if you see someone who's got a very successful, who's self-employed as a taxi, and they're actually doing quite well, so you buy a taxi, and it doesn't go well at all. So this, why does it not go well for you? Because you've created the same kind of conditions, you have your taxi, but it does not succeed. And this is because it's a ripening environmental effect of lying.
On that Taman Jibigi, Dabi Jibo Karyungra Sene, Sacho Barburda, Tomenda, Druka was so awesome.
The environmental effect of divisive speech is that the area will be bumpy and uneven, making it difficult to travel and so on.
Barbur barburta, tomanje by that, the name passo drovina, dryle, calacabu yuris, the negati, the little pitchy buris.
So again, the environmental effect of divisive speech is that the error will be bumpy, so that's quite clear, and uneven in the sense of if one is traveling, then the ascents will be steep and the descents will be steep. So therefore, traveling, whether especially if one's walking, but even if one's driving, this is quite challenging to do because uneven. So steep ascents, steep descents. Perhaps some of you on your travels, you've been to countries where the roads are not like here, where you are driving in really some quite precarious situations. So here, we're very fortunate. Our roads are pretty, it's very flat, and the roads are well maintained, and the traffic's okay. So our roads here are actually quite good. The environmental effect of harsh speech is that the area will be full of logs, brambles, rocks, pebbles, potsherds, and so forth. This is quite clear. The environmental effect of harsh speech is that the area will be full of logs, brambles, and thorns, and then rocks of varying sizes, rocks, pebbles, I don't know, potsherds, and so forth. The environmental effect of idle speech is that fruit trees will not bear fruit or will bear fruit out of season and so forth. So what we're seeing here is that when there's these non-virtuous causes, one gets unwanted results. So even though one has fruit trees, they will not bear fruit, or they'll do so at the wrong time of year, and therefore will not be usable.
And then Napsim Gi Dabitibokalis, and Napsim Gini, Punzo Tamji, Lodan, Dawada, Sha Rereya, Nyamba Soso, Sidda, Digi, Penamazuki, Penjur, Chivene, and the Chi, Lori, Lori, my new Joyada, and they are Dauri, Dauri, the new Joya, and Panya, Pichit, Panyam Char, and Yam Joya, those young races soon.
And then coming to the mental non-virtues. The environmental effect of covetousness is that everything excellent will deteriorate year by year, month by month, and day by day, and so forth. The environmental effect of harmful intent is a multitude of epidemics, injuries, infections, disputes, wars with enemy troops, and so forth.
That is that new idea, the name, the near Pasu Guayala Sobata, and the Chubu Shaya Mawa, the near Pasu Majagi, and the Machu Mai Uri Sashi, then you're simply not the Uri Sashi in the rules.
Such results are sadly all too evident in our world. And where we see strong effects or results in evidently present, we know that the cause that led to that would also have been a strong cause, a powerful cause.
That is Loda. Loda ki garimwarsene nuyi jidin na ane jungkung chok nubwa soksu osa. Adonala garimwarsene ngana juki ta jidin na jungkung chok sidi ta ngana juki sashi wali ya sira ta dini ki ane chiki yoba tiki pa
And finally, that of wrong views, the environmental effect of wrong views is an environment where the best sources of provisions will be exhausted and so forth.
That is,
So then these are the illustrations making clear the kind of ripening effects one can expect from non-virtuous karma. So there are two types of effect concordance with the cause, that of habitual and that of behavioral, I think it is. So why is the second one not here? Then, In brief, because this is the middle lamrim, so it's an abbreviation of the great lamrim, where that is. So in here and several places in the text, then certain points are not covered that would be covered there because it is an abbreviated presentation. So then continuing virtuous effects, virtuous actions and their effects. So now we've concluded looking at non-virtuous actions and their effects. Now we come to virtuous actions and their effects. And this is 2 points, virtuous actions and secondly, their effects. So in brief, virtuous actions are the opposite of non-virtuous actions. The presentation we had on the 10 non-virtues, these then will be the corresponding opposites to the 10 virtuous actions.
So chebada majimba lembada loyemla nyemi sambachen gewe semna dembe deda pomor dembe gyu jowa chebada damba tartu baran jaywe lyu gi leso os.
So we're in the middle of page 136, so I've needed to change the translation quite a bit. The meaning is pretty much the same. The translator just omitted a couple of words, but I've had to restructure this line quite a lot. But the meaning of what you have in your books is fine. But anyway, I'll read the corrected translation. These are the physical acts of those who have, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the faults of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. They have also carried out the performance of correctly refraining from them and have brought this restraint to culmination. So I'll just read it again. These are the physical acts of those who have, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the faults of killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. They have also carried out the performance of correctly refraining from them and have brought this restraint to culmination.
미개와 주디라 류이 미개와 숨마게 미개와 시이 미개와 숨묘르와 데 주루와 제데 진자다 다데 담보 가르 숨고르스네 류이 미개와 안에 숨디 숨고르 제자 류이 미개와 숨디 소쳐바 마진발레마 로인 숨디와 데 숨다 네 네와 소쳐바다 마진마 로임 니미 삼네 삼바첸 델리 니미다체 다디네 야고마디 바 니미다 니 니미스다네 데니게 니미 삼체네 개외 삼바다 템바 だにでけべさまでてんばしるだあんじちねやこまれせんべげだじちぎょまれせんべさんたじえんでだやだばどんぶるじょわたんしるおだじちぎめせんべげさんたいちぐれやだばやだばどんぶるじょわちえばたんしるだじょわらまそんなくのるまそんなじねやこまれせんべだかんじくのらそちばたまちんべればのろゆんぎぱ
で、パルギュンたちで、ギュントンチェ、だ、ジグマチ、ジメ、センビゲ、ジェリュー、ディパンゴードセンビ、サムタイディ、セゴルダ、ギウエセンナテンバーセで、パンデュギュ、デュビギュ、デュバ、サムタイバ。で、ネギュ、デュバチェネ、ディネ、ヤンダブル、ドンビギュ、ジョワチェバー、セディネギュダ、メチギメ、センビギュ、ドシネ、サムタイディ、サムタイ、ロイ、ジョワチェバ、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジョワチェバー、ジ
di salvare le esortate.
So explaining this first sentence, and again I'll read the corrected translation as Geshe goes through it. So it starts with, these are the physical acts. So here we're just referring to the physical non-virtues. Later, but the presentation will be the same if it were the four of speech or the three mental ones. So we're still with the first sentence. We're staying with the first sentence. So starting with, these are the physical acts. So we're talking about physical acts of and then it will continue. And one is doing so with these are the physical acts of those who, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the faults of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. So they've looked at the faults. They've looked at the acts of killing, stealing, misconduct, sexual misconduct, seeing their faults, recognizing they are non-virtuous, and that this results in a virtuous mind in the sense of, I do not want to suffer these results. I do not want to cause harm. I don't want to experience the results of that harm. This is why one has a virtuous mind. The virtuous mind comes from reflecting on killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, recognizing their faults, not seeing it as beneficial. That would not be a virtuous mind. But seeing these acts of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct as faulty, one has a virtuous mind. So this is the first part, and I'll read it again. These are the physical acts of those who have, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the faults of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. So it is really reflecting on these three, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, that one comes to see their faults, and therefore, by seeing them as faulty, one has a virtuous mind, seeing them as something to avoid. Then this leads to the second part. They have also carried out the performance of correctly refraining from them and have brought this restraint to culmination. So this is the second part. So here the translator missed some words. So I'll read it again. They have also carried out the performance of correctly refraining from them. So what is the performance of a virtuous act? It's refraining correctly from a non-virtuous act. And then remember these things are four parts, basis, attitude, performance, just covered, and then the final one, completion, and has brought this restraint to culmination. That's the end of this sentence. So here we see the differing parts in here. The first part of the sentence is the motivation. These are the physical acts of those who have, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the fault of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. That's the motivation aspect. They have also carried out the performance of correctly, so that's a performance aspect, of correctly refraining from them, and have brought this restraint to culmination. So that's a completion aspect. So in this way, one engages in the virtuous acts of refraining from, not of killing, from killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Hopefully make this clear through the illustration in relation to killing. So killing being the non-virtue, and then the non-killing would be the virtue. So these acts have the four components of, and I'll give it in the order that it will be presented, that of motivation, that of basis, that of performance, and that of completion. So, and now reading it together with the corrected translation. So these are the physical acts of those who with a virtuous mind reflected on the faults of killing in this case. So here, cultivating, so of those four branches of a non-virtuous deed, or a virtuous deed, the first is we're looking at is motivation. So here, one cultivates the motivation by reflecting on the faults of killing. So it's through reflecting on the faults of killing, one develops the motivation, I do not want to kill. I do not want to cause this harm to others. I now see it as harmful, and it's harmful to me in terms of the ripening results. So this is how, in terms of the virtuous act, one develops the branch of motivation. And one develops the branch of motivation through the analytical meditation of reflecting on the faults of killing. Seeing the faults of killing, one develops a wish, I will not kill. And then this, I will not kill. So this, I will not kill, is the mind wanting to abandon killing. This is the virtuous mind. So now again, to return to the text, to explain those words there, because we had the word virtuous mind. So what is the virtuous mind here? It is the mind that says, I will not kill. How did it come about? Independence on reflecting on the faults of killing. So that then explains that this part of the sentence a bit. So one cultivates a motivation, the virtuous motivation or the virtue of abandoning killing by firstly reflecting on the faults of killing, giving rise to the virtuous mind that says, I will not kill. Then, so that's the first of the four aspects of or branches of the virtuous deed of not killing. That is motivation. The basis then is one's having this thought in relation to a sentient being. I will not kill an animal, I will not kill a human, and so forth. So then there's a basis. Then the third is that of performance. So now, for performance and culmination, I'll read my retranslation and then give Geshe's explanation. They have also, so the first line, which you've covered, these are the physical acts of those who have, with a virtuous mind, reflected on the faults of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. And now, they have also carried out the performance of correctly refraining from them, so the performance of correctly refraining from killing, and have brought this restraint to culmination. So what does performance and completion mean in the context of the virtue of not killing? So the performance is not, so in terms of the non-virtue, the performance will usually be something physical. It will be, yeah, it will be something physical. You're doing something. That's what it usually is. In the case of the virtue, you're not doing anything. So not doing anything physical. It is solely a mental process. So it is the mental process that one is going through. This is the performance. And the completion then is also mental, and it is the determined attitude, I will not kill. So in this example now of killing, we see it's divided into these differing components. It won't necessarily be so divided in your way of thinking, but this is how the four components of basis, attitude, performance, and completion are in relation to the virtue of not killing. In terms of performance and completion, this is really just, it's really one mental process, and they are differentiated in that completion is where one has decided. But it's really one continuum of thought. So to make, again, these four branches of the Virtuous Karmic Act of Not Killing, hopefully to make it clear in relation to that of one sitting, perhaps with one's arm exposed, an annoying mosquito is buzzing around, wanting to suck your blood. So once annoyed, one recognizes the arisal of the thought to kill. And immediately now, one, there is a basis, so that first component, because the basis is the mosquito. But now we cultivate our virtuous motivation. And here we think of the faults of killing, that I'm creating the causes that lead me to suffer. This mosquito is not really doing anything wrong, it's just hungry. And so it's just doing its own natural thing. And I don't want to suffer, and I don't want to make it suffer. So therefore, so this is now the motivation, I will not kill. And one has a virtuous mind, I will not kill this thing. And one needs to make it a little stronger, because probably this mosquito is not alone in the world, but has many companions. So you need this to be quite firm. And this then will be the ongoing thought process. It may just be moments of performance, and then the final point, the completion, I will not kill. I will endure the annoyance of these mosquitoes. So in this way, one has the basis, one has the cultivation of the motivation, which is really the main part. And then coming to that final completion, in there is also the performance, which is just this long, elongated process of thought coming to, no, I will definitely not kill. It's not a big deal. I can deal with this. I will not kill. So to hopefully make it a little clearer, then the difference between performance and completion. So here the completion or culmination is where one is definite. I will not kill. And this is definite. It is unwavering, unchanging. Whereas if one says, I will not kill, but it's not so definite, and eventually one's overwhelmed by annoyance, and then one clears them away, kills them, then clearly one never came to the completion of the virtuous act, and therefore one doesn't accrue fully complete virtuous act of not killing. So again, then in brief, the difference between the performance and the culmination or completion is that completion is when the decision is stable. So, for example, this isn't about virtue or non-virtue, but it's again to make the point clear between the difference between performance and completion. So I have diabetes. I know chocolate for me is not something that I can go near. If I've come to a point of completion or culmination in my decision, I will not eat chocolate, then people around me can be eating chocolate and with a smile on their face and maybe groans of pleasure, and I will be fine with it. I will not partake. If I haven't yet come to this definite decision of completion, but I've gone through the thoughts, I've cultivated a motivation, I've thought about it further, so the performance side, but every now and again, I think, oh, what difference will one chocolate make? Then I clearly have not come to the completion, but have only got as far as the motivation and the performance.
And that
ngāgi shīdā, tā ngāgi shī lē shī yorwa mī gāwa shī, ngāgi shīdā, yīgī sūm rā yā jā rō sī dē, lē yīgī gāwa sūm tē sū lē, bā jīgbā, samdā nā jīgbā rē sī. Sūmbā yāng jā tē 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 tē. Ngā, tē shīndō, ngāgi shīdā, yīgī sūm rā yā jā rō sī.
And returning to the text, the other translation's fine. This is to be applied likewise to the four of speech and the three of mind. And the text continues, the difference being that they are called actions of speech and actions of mind. So we see also in your translation, the first lines are, these are the physical acts or actions. So it's all, when one's thinking about the verbal virtues and mental ones, one just change this first part. These are the physical acts, do these are the verbal acts, or these are the mental acts.
And that in him, that in the Dordu Roche, she not in his ass, and that doesn't, that in my just Kiava Roche, she should be not in his or that ma, the Dordu, pa Lunga, ma, Donna, Dinis, Lunga, the Sunyar, that in my just Kiava, she went and say emotional, yeah, her Sunyar, she say emotion, Sumbe, say, she, she, say emotion, Sumbe, sa, Dine, she dang, Sambada, Jovada, Tardunam,
And then a further change in the text. Again, it's nothing important. So, as stated in the level of yogic practice, this is in relation to what follows rather than what preceded it. So actions of mind, and then you can have a full stop. And then, as stated in the levels of yogic practice, comma, this should be applied to the basis, attitude, performance, and completion as appropriate. Because what, there are sub-outlines in the Tibetan. And this first part, up to actions of the mind, is the abbreviated presentation, and now a more detailed presentation. Starting with, as stated in the levels of yogic practice, this should be applied to the basis, attitude, performance, and completion as appropriate.
And that is the correct Jebra Carson, she, Samba, Joa, Tarduk, and she got to send the Sungu, just that, Yadizinia, the Ladinig, Masson, and Tordisha, that in my same Dinig, Sungu, that she, Samba, Joa, Tarduk City, she down, city that been a social pumpy, Kiwi, Lake, that's she, then Samba, Joa, and Tarduk, or the name, Tarduk Namni, the Chirik by Charity, eh?
So we see here that these four branches of the virtuous or non-virtuous karmic deed has these four parts, basis, attitude, performance, and completion. And then this process should be applied as appropriate. And then we'll come to the first of example of killing when applied to the path of action of avoiding killing.
Carson, Ranley Shambi, Simpson, Yungo, by the Carson, and Jugi, Soju, Big Lelam, Jutar Tubala, she the Shan Ranley Shambachin Gorkima, 다 디버사디 카블야 디 바랑레 셴비게 심제로와 디시자 시니 심제 셴노스 라레 셴비게 심제디 다 소치 메 셴비게 다 두시네 에 시디 셴 셴제레스 다 삼바가레람나 다 에 니미 톤네 봉드바 시디 제사 심제 쇠나 니미 톤네 심제 쇠바네 디레사 레게 제고 아니가 저게 진강 손을 깨야 되니 그 동안 용구레 셴비게 삼단
So when applied to the path of action avoiding killing, the basis is another sentient being. So does you remember from when weeks ago we looked at the 10 non-virtues? So the basis of killing needs to be a sentient being. It doesn't relate to something inanimate like a tree. So it needs to be towards a sentient being. The basis, another, the attitude is the wish to the attitude is the wish to avoid it, having seen its faults. So this is what we saw above. When the way one develops the motivation not to do a virtuous deed is to see the faults. It's not merely not doing something, but it's through seeing the faults, one develops the virtuous mind not to do it. So in the case of killing, we saw that this will lead to my suffering in the lower realms, therefore I will not do it. And then this leads to this virtuous mind, or this is that virtuous mind, I will not kill. Then the last two, performance and completion. Here again, I've just made some minor changes. The performance is to put effort into correctly abstaining from killing, and the completion is the physical act of correctly having completely refrained from it. So I'll just read that again. The performance is to put effort into correctly abstaining from killing, and the completion is the physical act of correctly having completely refrained from it. So as mentioned when it's explaining the beginning of this paragraph, or this beginning of this point, is that the performance is just a continuation of thought. One has developed through looking at the faults of, for example, killing, one has developed the virtuous mind of, I will not kill. And then one's thinking further. That is the performance. So the motivation leads right into the performance. So the motivation culminates in the virtuous mind of, I will abandon killing. And thinking about it further is the performance leading to the completion, which is the determination, I will refrain from it. I will no longer kill. This is something I will no longer do. So the completion is this definite decision. This is something I will no longer do. And that is the meaning of, and the completion is the physical act of correctly having completely refrained from it.
Dima 방고도 선배 삼로시게 내 방고도 삼내당이 다 되네 매심제 소셔 싸우고 있는 지금에 선배다 삼로 두스당 젠다 다 쳐봐 되어도 다 심제 소셔 지금에 선배 삼로 당보디 깨지 당보디다 저거를 차그리 타마들다 지금에서 다 줘야지 다 탈도 차로 그래 지나대 지금에 선배 삼로 다 줘봐는 다 되네 소셔 방비게 개빌리디 차고래 세워다
Chizande
lügi le lagre ming le de le ming gare sen lügi le lagre es lügi java mare samda de samno de so jig me jun ta sem ge so jig me sem be samno ta de ne samdan tar tun sem ge da ta jig me sem sem ta ji yong du di le de le ming gare sen lügi le lagre so che pa be lügi le la gore ye chere lügi le se ne
Okay, so just before I come to what Genda said, I just noticed now a further error in the translation. So it's just to get it right, otherwise it's just really contradictory. So this final sentence, the completion is the physical act of correctly having completely refrained from it. This isn't a physical act, it's a mental act. So the physical act is actually it's refraining from killing. So killing, because you're talking about killing, and that is the physical act in relation to a different non-virtue, it would be a verbal act or a mental act. So the translation again needs to be changed. So because the physical act really relates to the it. The completion is correctly having completely refrained from the physical act. So just to make sure it's clear that in the virtues, the performance and the completion is mental. It's not a physical act, it's mental. So there's no physically refraining yourself, holding yourself back. It's all mental. So that's just from an aside, and now to what Geshe-la just said. So the four branches in relation to the virtuous act of not killing is first, it's in relation to something. It can be the mosquito or a person, whatever it may be. But then, so that's the basis. Then the attitude, in particular the motivation, this requires reasoning. So in the moment, you could just have the thought, I won't do it, and that's sufficient, if you have done sufficient reasoning in the past, because this will just be a continuation of that reasoning. You will know why you're not doing it, and this is the important thing in terms of the motivation. And this reasoning has the two components of, I do not want to suffer as the karmic result of killing. Nor do I want to cause, the second part, others to suffer. So both of these should be in one's motivation. I do not want to suffer as the karmic result of this non-virtue, and I do not want to cause others to suffer. So this then is the cultivation of the motivation, or the attitude. And then the completion is, and I will not do this again. So then one has created a virtuous karmic imprint of not killing. So where does performance come? So you have the motivation being cultivated with the thought of why I will not kill, and then you have the virtuous mind of I will not kill. And coming to then that final point of, and I will not ever kill again, in that space between the virtuous mind of I must abandon killing and I will not kill again, in that space is the performance. Because this really is just one continuation of thought. And this may well be very quick, especially in the moment, as opposed to when you're cultivating this in meditation. The completion is, and I will not kill again. The motivation is that virtuous mind of, that comes from reasoning, that virtuous mind of I'll abandon killing. And that space in between is the performance.
Najalaro, Jero, Jupin Kumar Kuna, Kuege, Jala, the Mishengi, Jala, Zechi, Zechi, Majisha, Samba de la, Ladi Kuna, Kuweina, and Samdana de la, 아니 미션다 제라군 미션다라 강아 체야 고용말 선배 섬다야다 양 구번에 소수의 구의 레사 디리 제봉 아마 마오바나 소수의 동안 용거 차그레 선배기 되니게 꾀엔 통하제 다되니게 다 구의 구의 미션다 제라 구의 방구도 선배 삼로디다 아 디레다 군원세 가나 삼바 차그로와 시디 제 미션기 제원위 제제 군원디다 구 군의 야보민도 선배 구의 방구도 선배게 구마게 방구도 선배 삼로디 다 삼바티체 다 조와디 지바레 조와디다 이 구금에 선배게 삼로디 당보디다 조와디 조와디 되니게 돈구 구금에 선배 돈백데 삼로디 다 조와티체 다 구금에 선배 심 타죄디 다 타르도 샤용으로와 제자 되니게 타죄백이 레디다 델리아 민갈레스 나기 개벨이에스 다득 가서 안 많이 되 구마사 가사데 내가니 류기 집에 샤사다 다데 주인인다데 주인들아 대신 주인시에서 시디 미션다지 미션다지 주인제 다시에 주인시에는 미션의 강을 채워요 강을 채우기 삼다야다 된 주인시에는 랑기 주인기 시비 레사 디제보 동안용을 쓰면 되네게 주인들 시에바들이야 주인시에비 주인기 꽤 다제 시 시세기 시 주인공라체 삼바에 군주어디 주인디 빵구도 선배 삼로 삼바지 시 삼바제 조화디다 내 주인식이 매 선배 삼로 디 당보디 조화체 다 시기매 선배 쌤 타주어디 탈두체 지나다 대니기 탈두 타제여도 대니 주인식이 매 선배 주인빵비게 개위레스라고 하라 개위레 딩하게 델밍 나하길레라 그리에서 나하길레 Deji da sochi pampa de luki le, ngāgi jun tuan peki le kewa de la, ta ngāgi le kewa se. That is, you know, to do some doing the letter, she and the Yakmas do so, you and some da. Then it done that, and it's doing she the Pangu do send me some of Kunwan core. Kunwan Dang is doing she may send me some da Jorua. That did you garbage, do you not know? Did it talk to Jeba? Did Mangu Yungurang, Miss Koran Jigme, Sada, and the Jiji Jigme, Sajorua, that one did it. 那你
Just to read that final line again, the completion is correctly having completely refrained from the physical act. So now let's give an illustration then of a verbal act. So a verbal act, for example, lying. So it needs a basis, and that's someone else. And then the cultivation of the motivation comes through reflecting on the faults of lying. And this has the two components. If I lie to someone, I am creating the non-virtuous karma, and I will suffer in the future. I do not want to suffer. Therefore, I do not want to suffer. Moreover, by lying to someone else, I'm probably causing hardship in their lives, especially if they believe my lie. I'm effective at it. So this is the motivation. By reflecting on the faults of lying in relation to self and other, one then develops the virtuous thought, I will not lie. So now the motivation is developed into that virtuous mind of, I will not lie. And then the completion is when one is definite, I will not lie. So that's really when the exclamation point is there. And that process of time in between is the performance. It can just be seconds. But that is the performance. So this then, in relation to that line, the completion is correctly having completely refrained from the verbal act. In terms of the completion of the virtuous act, there will be some variety in terms of the duration that one is making this firm decision for. If it's in the context of taking vows, the type of vow being accepted will determine the length of time. So if one, in relation to not killing, is receiving the vows of the ordained or the non-ordained, the lay vows, there one is making the promise, I will never kill again. If one is, in the case of the non-ordained, not receiving the lay vows, but just one day vows, one is making the promise, I will not kill today. So the completion of the virtuous act is the same, this firm decision, but one is doing it for a differing length of time. And then in terms of, if one is faced with a particular situation and one makes the decision, I will not do this bad deed, then one is making the completion is for this time. Now I will not do it. Well, in terms of one's meditation, one there may make a lifelong commitment or just say, I will try for today or this week not to do something bad. Or perhaps you come into class and you're hearing all this talk about this, and you think, well, for the length of this class, I will not tell anyone a lie. And then one makes a virtuous act out of that strength. And a complete act, because the completion is, for the length of this class, I will not lie. And at other times, it may not be a duration, it'll just be, and I will not do it, relating to a specific event. And at other times, it may well be a duration, a one-day vow, or for one's lifetime. And then the final sentence in this point, the other parts of action should be understood in this manner. So that concludes looking at the virtuous actions, and then tomorrow we'll start with the effects of virtuous actions. Okay, and thank you.